And we're back with another sports betting rundown, coming off two great weeks, two straight 4-1 weekends. But of course, you know, once I have the momentum, once I have 500 listeners an episode, I got to take a break. I can't let it be too easy for myself, of course, to grow the podcast, to be hot. But, you know, despite all that, we are back. It's been a month. Very excited to get back with all of you guys. Five more picks for me as always. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, it's going to be a primetime game, and it's Monday night. It's the Bengals at the Jaguars in Jacksonville. And the line right now is Jags -8, and I do like this bet. You know, if you've been following football, you know that Joe Burrow is out for the year. Tragic injury, but he is out for the year. Jaguars are a really good team. People don't really talk about them in that upper echelon of the league, but they're 8-3. They've won two straight. And, man, they're at home Monday night in primetime. They're winning this game. The only question is by how much are they winning by? Because Cincinnati doesn't have a quarterback, because their season after losing to Pittsburgh last week, they're 5-6. Their season's essentially over. I am going with the Jags -8 here. I think they win by a lot. For pick number two, I'm going with an over-under here. It's going to be Miami, Washington. And by those teams, you already know we are taking the over here right now, 49.5. And really, this is a high over-under. But just looking at this game, it feels like, obviously, Commanders are a bad team right now. This is the type of game that the Dolphins just beat up on the opponents. And, you know, they put up 30 plus. Okay. So if we assume that the Dolphins are getting 30 plus here, that means the Commanders only need to score 19 or less to cover this over under, to go over. And the Commanders, yes, they're a losing team, they're on a losing streak. The offense isn't totally bad. It's mostly the defense that really lets them down. Their defense is last in the league. Their offense is pretty middle of the pack. Sam Howell actually is an underrated quarterback this year. He has no time to pass, but he's played pretty decent. They can put up points when needed. So I do like the over here, 49.5. For my third and final straight, we are taking a bet that I've divulged into a few times this year on this podcast already. It's going to be Colts team total. Right now it's at 21, so I do like the over here. I've said this on the pod before, the Colts are a sneaky, sneaky good offense this year, scoring 20 or more points every game except for one, and 21 or more points every game except for two. So they hit this number very consistently. They're going up against the Titans, which people think traditionally it's a slugfest type of game. Derrick Henry on the ground running it. But it's not the same Titans team of the past couple of years. They're kind of on the down. They're trending downwards. And the Colts are trending upwards. No one talks about them. A concern this week from the Colts offense would be Jonathan Taylor not playing, but I don't really think that affects him that much. Jonathan Taylor, very good running back. He's not in the conversation anymore, but I do think he is an elite running back. But Zach Moss this season in a backup and kind of starting when Taylor is out, kind of a committee backup role now, he's been very good this year. So, no, I don't think the drop-off will be as bad as people think. And I do think they hit the number here, 21. For my first prop, it's kind of a weird bet here. I don't know if I've done a bet like this year, but it is Russell Wilson interceptions. And we're going under. Right now, the under, it's a half in interception. The under half interception is -130. So it's a pretty standard even bet here. Russell Wilson and the Broncos, six-game winning streak. five-game winning streak after starting 1-5 on the year. People thought they would bench Russ, you know, start over. They traded some people. But, you know, kind of unexpectedly, this team has grown into a competent, if not good team, you know, in the second half of this season. And Russell Wilson has been a part of that. He was disastrous all of last year and at the start of this year, but he's gaining back that Russell Wilson of old. He's not throwing for insane numbers, but that's kind of like why I do like this pick. He's pretty conservative with the ball. Sean Payton is limiting him in what he's allowed to throw, but that's enhanced the Broncos' overall offense. Russell Wilson has only thrown an interception in one out of the past 8 games. And at minus 130, I like those odds. For my 5th and final bet, it's my favorite pick of the slate. And one of my favorite picks of the season, it's Sam Laporta receptions. Right now, it's standing at 3.5. And you know we're going over here. Sam Laporta, tight end for the Lions, rookie, but having one of the best rookie tight end seasons of all time. He's had at least 3 receptions in every game and over 3.5 in every game but 2. So this is a very interesting line. I understand Goff hasn't been performing, you know, up to his standards the past 2 weeks, but man, this line, it's honestly suspiciously low here. Because 3.5, I think, you know, considering the past 2 weeks, I think he's going to keep it safe. And as we all know, the tight end is the offensive safety blanket. 3.5, I don't have much more to say. 3.5 is low. I don't understand why it's so low. Usually this is a warning sign, but you know what? We're going to plug our ears. We're going to hold our breath. We're going to plug our nose and just take the bait. It smells, but sometimes you just got to take the bait. Sam Laporta over 3.5. And that's it for the pod this week. 5 more picks from me. After taking a little hiatus, yes. No, I don't know why I took the hiatus. A lot of views on the pod, a lot of listens. I mean, 500 the past 2 episodes. Very hot leading up to my little hiatus, but you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm back. I've delivered the 5 picks. Enjoy. And as always, if you did enjoy, and if I have given you good picks this year, please rate 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, wherever you're rating. Please subscribe, leave a review and everything. But of course, as always, let's make some money.